This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
The following is an encore presentation of Inside Out Weight Loss, iTunes' top weight loss podcast since it began in 2007. If you'd like to learn more about my programs and access free resources and online classes, visit InsideOutWeightLoss.com. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing the control panel of your mind-body system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. This is episode 9, Continuous Improvement. Have you listened to the prologue yet? Because if you haven't, you're missing out on some easy tips that will tell you how to get the most out of this program. You'll also learn the details of my personal story. So be sure to tune in to episode 0, the prologue. And by the way, how's your support structure going? Remember we talked about that back in the early episodes? Do you have friends and family members who are on this journey with you? If not, now is the time. Who could you connect with? If you're stumped, if you don't know, go ahead and post a comment to today's episode on the blog at www.personallifemedia.com/Renee. Post that comment that tells us that you're looking to connect. I've already connected a few people as support buddies this way, and I'd be happy to do so for you as well. Also, I'm looking to start an Inside Out Weight Loss Yahoo group because I've had so many requests in response to this show. And so I'm looking for a volunteer to moderate it. It's a great opportunity to support yourself by supporting others. Remember, the more you put in, the more you'll get out. If you're interested, send me an email and let me know, Renee@personallifemedia.com. I'm looking forward to creating that Yahoo group to build the Inside Out Weight Loss community. Today on the show, we'll learn about a guiding concept in my work, a concept that will allow you to truly sustain the positive behavior changes that you're making for the long run. So few programs talk about the concept that we'll be discussing today, about what will really get you through the long haul. Not just surviving, but thriving. So go ahead and set your intention for this episode. Is it to soak in this information like a sponge? Is your intention to have your diet and weight loss experience be easy and enjoyable? What a concept that is. Whatever your intention is, go ahead and set it now. My intention in this episode is to enable you to break through what's been holding you back and move firmly into living your dream. So far on Inside Out Weight Loss, we've learned about creating a powerful motivation cocktail and the power of positive intent and meta outcomes. We learned how to up our energy levels by resolving internal conflicts and creating inner alignment. So often we think that we're exhausted or we're tired just because we've been drinking too much caffeine or not taking care of us, and we forget to notice that it's really the internal conflicts that sap our energy. In earlier episodes, we learned how to resolve those conflicts. We even spent an episode going over the nuts and bolts of what foods in your diet will make your journey easier. And I don't spend a whole lot of time talking about the food, because really that's only about 10% of what's making you successful on your journey. But there are some foods that will make your journey easier, so we spend a couple episodes discussing what they are. In the last 2 episodes, about the naturally slender and what their secrets are to staying slim no matter what life throws at them, we learn the truth about high and low metabolisms. And we also learned that it isn't necessarily running a marathon that's going to slim you down. Finally, in the last episode, we walked through the naturally slender eating strategy designed by Connie Rae Andreas and detailed in the book Heart of the Mind. We trained our minds to become relentless pleasure seekers so that we can become naturally slender. Very cool stuff. Today, let's talk about a guiding principle in my work. It's a principle originally promoted by W. Edwards Deming in his Total Quality Management, or TQM system, that he taught the Japanese back in the 1950s. And for those of you who don't know, TQM has everything to do with why Toyota is known for its quality cars. So what could building Toyotas possibly have to do with becoming naturally slender, with inside-out weight loss? I'm glad you asked. In fact, it has an awful lot, because what the Japanese learned is a concept called Kaizen, or continuous improvement. So let's think about that for a minute. Continuous improvement. What does that have to do? How could we apply that to lifetime behavior change? Well, it's actually very interesting and very simple, because the way that lasting behavior change works is not perhaps what you think. Let's look at the pattern that many of us have had so many times, the pattern that has gotten you into this cycle that you haven't been able to break until now. So what does it look like? You're chatting with some colleagues at work, you're chatting with some friends, you notice someone's lost a bunch of weight. Ooh, what did you do? What have you done to lose all that weight? You look great. And they'll tell you, oh, well, I went on the North Beach diet. That's one that perhaps hasn't been invented yet, but the North Beach diet. And the North Beach diet has you eating carrots for breakfast, mashed potatoes for lunch, and lemonade for dinner. And the weight just melted off me. I wasn't hungry at all. It was fantastic. And you rush out to the bookstore and buy the North Beach diet and stock up on mashed potatoes for a century. And everything's great. You follow this diet for days, maybe a week, and the pounds melt off you. It feels great. But then, you know, you love mashed potatoes, but you get a little bit tired of them by day 5 or 6. You've really had enough mashed potatoes. And you're at the office birthday party, there's a big chocolate cake just calling your name, or you're at a meeting and there's a big plate of cookies right there in front of you, or you go to a party or a friend's house for dinner, or the other thousands of food opportunities that occur in our lives. And you think, well, just this once I'll have a little bit. And oh my goodness, it tastes so good, because quite frankly, you can only eat so many carrots, mashed potatoes, and lemonade. So what happens? You have a little bit, then a little bit more, and before you know it, you say to yourself, I've blown it. I'll never be successful. I'll start tomorrow just for tonight. Whatever it is that you say to yourself, and off you go. And before you know it, those 5 pounds that you lost in the blink of an eye eating the crazy diet that you did before are back. And guess what? They've brought a few of their friends with them. That's right. When they come back, those pounds, they don't like to come back alone. They like to bring their friends. So they're all back. And this is your pattern. I call it the willpower weight loss pattern. It's the burst of enthusiasm that gets you on some crazy program, no matter how crazy it is. If you have a testimonial from someone, you'll do it, right? They look great. So gosh, if it worked for them, it's got to work for me. And you know what? We can do it. We can do just about anything. Congratulations. You have an incredible amount of willpower. The reason that you're not naturally slender already now is not for lack of willpower. Perhaps it's for an excess of willpower, because you have so much of it. You rely on it. You know that you can get yourself to do just about anything. For a few days, at least in that initial burst of enthusiasm. So, What happens? The willpower runs out. You get tired. Back in 12-step programs, they call it, like they used to call it, they may still call it white knuckling, really willpowering your way through it. So what I want you to do is throw out your willpower. It's not serving you. In fact, it's distracting you. We're going to take a short break now to support our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll talk about what you can do instead when you throw out your overactive willpower. This is Renee Stevens, and you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. We'll be right back. Renee here. If you've been listening for a while but haven't yet dug in enough to get the results that you want, perhaps what you need is a little support, like a supportive community and a structured class with live coaching calls with me. Online classes are now forming at InsideOutWeightLoss.com. I would love to have you join us. This is Renee Stevens, and we're back from our break now. Before the break, we were talking about your overactive willpower and how that may be the cause of the challenges that you've had rather than the solution. Now let's talk about what we can do instead of having that excessive willpower that inevitably leads us to the letdown and disappointment that perpetuates the cycle. The lose-regain-lose-regain cycle that we're all so familiar with. So what is the alternative? What can we do instead? Well, let's look at this concept of Kaizen, or continuous improvement, borrowed from the Japanese. The aim of Kaizen is to create a state of continuous improvement, to make that your default, so that everything that happens becomes an opportunity for small incremental improvement. Now, notice that I said small incremental improvement. We're not talking about breakthroughs here. Breakthroughs are wonderful and they are exciting, but they don't happen every day. You can't rely on breakthroughs. You can't count on breakthroughs or sudden epiphanies to really take you through the day-to-day of being a naturally slender eater. So you need an alternative. We must have a way of working with the day-to-day. There are so many situations in life. I went to an addictions treatment workshop about a year ago, and one of the fascinating things that the workshop leader described was how, in his experience, treating those addicted to hardcore drugs like cocaine and crack and heroin was that it was actually easier to recover from that sort of addiction than to recover from, say, an alcohol addiction. And he explained the reason like this. He said, well, the reason that it's easier is that once you leave that environment of being a hardcore street drug user, you no longer are subjected to the cues everywhere you go, like you are with alcohol, and guess what? With food as well. Once you're no longer a hardcore street drug user, it's not like you're running into drug dealers everywhere you go on the street. You can effectively leave that universe, for the most part, and change your life. But with something like food, you can't do that. You're going to have food cues at work. You're going to have them at home. You're going to have them socially with your friends. They're everywhere. And so having an epiphany, going to an intensive treatment program is fine if you don't have to go right back into that environment. But if you do, you need another option. You need Kaizen, or continuous improvement. So what does that mean? That means that you are mining your everyday experiences for areas where you can become just a little bit better. Areas where you can handle the situation just a little bit better next time. So what that means is that when you overeat, you don't say to yourself, oh, I blew it. Oh, I might as well go for it now. I'll just start tomorrow. Because tomorrow never comes. So what's the alternative? The alternative is to use those experiences as springboards for improvement. Springboards for improvement. You're going to be mining all of those experiences and using them to help you become even more successful. That's right. It's impossible to make a mistake that you can't learn from. And so all of your experiences, all of your screw-ups, your falling flat on your face, all that is now going to help you. You're going to allow it to help you by creating a learning mind, a mind that is continuously learning from its experiences. And it doesn't have to be hard work. It's actually very easy. It goes like this. You go to a party, you overeat, you're feeling really bad about yourself as a result of it. You drink too much. You say things you wish you hadn't said. Overall, you're thinking, yuck, that was so bad. And what is it that we usually do? We think to ourselves, oh God, I blew it. That was so bad. Oh, I'll never change. Well, guess what? Now you can, because I want you to learn a technique. The learning mind technique. I call it, for shorthand, I call it the redo. And let me tell you a little story about the golfer who was popular before Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus. Jack was an extraordinary golfer and won tournament after tournament. He was interviewed at one point and asked, well, how is it that you do it, Jack? You're so perfect. Do you ever make a mistake? And he said, well, of course I make mistakes. I make them all the time. And what he said is, but you know what I do when I make a mistake is something that a lot of people don't do. Because you know how so many of us, we make a mistake, say we say something, we put our foot in our mouths, and we go over that again and again in our minds, cringing each time. I call it the cringe syndrome. It's the foot in your mouth cringe syndrome. Oh, I can't believe I did that. And we do the same thing when we overeat. We say, oh, I can't believe I did that. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. How horrible. And what we're actually doing when we cringe over it is we're rehearsing and reinforcing the negative behavior in our subconscious minds. We're rehearsing an emotionally charged behavior in our subconscious minds, which makes it stick. So what Jack Nicklaus said is, well, that's not what I do. What I do is when I hit a shot and it doesn't go where I want it to go, I imagine hitting that shot again in such a way that it goes just right. I hit the sweet spot and I see the ball in my mind's eye going exactly where I want it to go. And I do this every time. And so that was his secret, one of his secrets to becoming a great champion golfer. And we can use that same secret with a technique I call the redo. So what that means is that when you have a situation like that, maybe you have one right now, think of the last time that you overdid it, the last time that you overate. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to see yourself behaving the way that you would like to behave in your mind's eye. An important thing to know when you do this is that you want to feel the way that you would like to feel. So ask yourself this question. What quality would I like to have? What feeling state would I like to have in that situation so that I do a better job next time? Is it calm? Is it confidence? Is it centeredness? Balance? Whatever it is, ask yourself that question. And as you come up with the answer, I'll tell you another little story. About 2 years ago, I think, I was on vacation with my family and another family in Central America. And I had been sick. I got the traveler's God knows what, but I was not a happy camper. And I was just recovering from this illness when we decided, the two families, to go to squeeze in a, trip to a waterfall in the morning before lunch. So by the time that we got to lunch in this tiny little town in Central America, I was famished. It must have been 2:15, 2:30. We went to the only restaurant around, sat down, all of us, with all the kids in tow, and we ordered our food. Well, it took about an hour for the first bit of the food to arrive, which was the kids' food. We could not get help from the staff. We couldn't get them to bring us an extra plate to share the food between the kids. We just couldn't get anything out of them. And of course, my blood sugar is so low at this point because not only have I barely eaten that day, I've barely eaten in days, and I really need to eat something. So my food comes, finally, the last of everyone. And guess what? It's wrong. I've ordered a baked potato, which, yes, I know that was a really silly idea for Central America. Baked potatoes are not their specialty, but I wanted something bland, so this is what I ordered. I get it. The potato isn't even cooked all the way through. It's raw in the middle. So I flipped out. I got up. I marched into the kitchen. I got an extra plate to take out the bits that I didn't want. I complained loudly to my family and my friends. I was a grumpy, well, I won't use the word that I was, but it was not me at my best moment. Well, finally, after I had salvaged any available calories from that meal and recovered my wits, I went about apologizing to my friends. And I realized as I did this, and my family as well, I realized as I did this, that that was really a vestige of the old me, the me who used to freak out about food, that this was a context that I hadn't yet healed. And there are very few of those left for me, but this was one of them. So I thought, okay, that was pretty ugly. How would I like to be next time? And I thought about it and I thought, well, you know what? I'd like to notice and remember that hunger is just a feeling. It's just a feeling. I'd like to realize that starvation really isn't at my doorstep. I could probably go quite a long period of time before I would have any sort of health consequences. So really, we're talking about a feeling. All right, well, that helped me a lot. Okay, hunger is just a physical sensation. It doesn't have to be a high drama moment in my life and therefore in my family's lives. So I thought, well, the quality that I'd like to have is I'd like to be calm, a little bit perhaps detached, and focused on resting and chatting with the people around me. So then I ran a mental movie. This is the Jack Nicklaus technique. I ran a movie in my mind of a Renee behaving in this calm way. I saw her going to the table. She's tired. She's realizing that it's going to be a long wait. And so she relaxes. She really relaxes and becomes present. I ran that movie in my mind a few times and didn't think about it. A few months later, I had a very similar situation. No, it was no longer in Central America. It was back here in beautiful San Francisco. We met someone for dinner. And the dinner that was supposed to happen at 6:15, we didn't actually get served until after 9 p.m. It was a situation also that was completely out of my control and really would have activated those same triggers. But because I had run this mental rehearsal, I had redone the situation before in my mind, I now had a new pattern that I could use in my mind to behave in this situation. And so I found myself being much more calm and present in this situation, even though my food did seem to be the very last food to arrive at the table, even though my blood sugar was really low and I was really starving. I ended up enjoying myself at the meal because I recognized that it was just a feeling, and in the end, I really would be okay. So that's the power of the redo. And because of that simple mental technique, I was able to heal a context or a trigger situation that I hadn't yet healed. So how do you integrate this continuous improvement concept into your life, the Kaizen of weight loss? The way that you're going to do it is each night before you go to sleep, you're going to run through your day. And you're going to think, is there any situation that I would like to do better next time? Now, this is not, this is a very important distinction here. This is not the woulda, shoulda, coulda, aren't I a bozo? No. This is instead, let me take a second chance. It's the Groundhog Day technique. If you ever saw that Bill Murray movie where the same day repeats again and again and again until he gets it right, this is what you get to do. And you get to do it anytime you want. I encourage you to find a regular time to do it, like that time at the very end of the day. You think, all right, well, there were those donuts at work, and I ate five of them, and I wish I had eaten a bite of one, or chosen the carrot sticks instead, or whatever the heck it is you wish you had done. Think first, what is the quality or feeling state I'd like to have? What's the quality or feeling state? And then imagine yourself having that quality or feeling state and now behaving differently. And go ahead and adjust this movie until you get it just right, the way that you like it, and run that movie. If you like, you can break state, which means see a blank screen, clear your mind for a moment, and run it again. And clear your mind with a blank screen and run it again. You can do this several times, but at least do it once. And I'd like you to do one of these, no more, each day. If you don't have anything in the day to redo, then congratulations, that's wonderful. But if you do, go ahead and do your one redo. I don't want your whole evening to be about redoing every moment and breath you take. So really limit it to one and do a redo each night. Think about it. If you were to redo situations like this every night, you did one a night, why, after a month, you'd have 30 or 31 done. Wouldn't that be great? It doesn't mean that you're going to get 31 situations exactly right after a month, but it does mean that you'll be better off than where you were a month ago. And it's a beautiful thing how your improvement can compound, because that's the secret of Kaizen, compounding improvement, continuous compounding improvement by doing these redo techniques. So check it out. Experiment with a redo. You'll be surprised and delighted by the results. And set your expectations low. All we want to do is be a little bit better than the time before, or learn. All we want to do is be a little bit better or learn from the situation. If you do nothing more than learn from a situation about what doesn't work, you're ahead of the game. That brings us to the end of our show. Thank you for being present. And thanks for all of your comments on the blog. If you haven't visited yet, go to www.personallifemedia.com/Renee and check out all the other postings I've placed there, like my 10 rules to create slim kids. And if you're interested in moderating the Inside Out Weight Loss Yahoo group, please let me know. It's Renee@personallifemedia.com. Also, if you'd love to hear your voice on air and you have a question or a comment, call 206-350-5333. I'd love to have you join me on the show. For other shows on the Personal Life Media Network, please visit our website at personallifemedia.com. There's loads of intriguing content to feed your mind, body, and spirit. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I'm on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves, one step at a time. Because world peace begins with inner peace. Bye for now.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.